Again, we are starting to read the Zohar. I think we should correct. What you're getting now is a text padded? Okay, processed. Okay, well, processed text that is supposed to make it easier for us to connect with the text itself, to flow with it, and we have to open ourselves up so that this flow, this stream, will go through us without any difficulty, without any limitation. Not like a pipe, meaning that it's kind of pressured, that there's a pressure, and not like a river that streams on rocks or streams through its specific narrow path. Rather, with no limitation, we want everything we read to go through us, and the result is that we will gradually take on an inner impression, not intellectual pictures, not intellectual pictures. That's why we deleted things like Rabbi Abba sat together with Rabbi Eliezer behind the tree, below the tree, and they saw something approaching them, and someone else came, and this is an example for things we usually cleaned out of the text. Of course, we are corrupting the Zohar by doing that, maybe even by a lot, by a big extent. We can't even know how much. But what we have left is still sufficient for us to come closer to this flow, and we want this to build an emotional picture within us, not an image, not imagery, emotion, like color spots, stains, or warmth and cold, or something that's felt within with no images. This is what we're expecting, so that according to the words, we will start feeling these things within. It's like you read about relationships between people, and it's things we can understand, we can identify with, relate to, and then we are impressed by it, and we feel that we're in that flow. Please.
Chapter of Noah, Noah and the Ark. Praised are Israel who are engaging in the Torah and know the path of the Torah, for which they will be privileged by the next world. All of Israel have part in the next world, since they keep the covenant over which the world exists, as it is written, "Have I not created day and night the laws of heaven and the land I haven't put?" When they guard the circumcision in sanctity in order not to impure it in the layer of semen in the Gentiles. Accordingly, Israel guard the covenant they took over themselves. For that reason, they have part in the next world. 3. Moreover, Israel are called for that reason righteous. Turns out that whoever keep the covenant over which the world exists is called righteous. How do we know that? Where do we get it from? From Joseph, whereby because he kept the covenant of the world, meaning that he did not fail in the mysteries of his master, for that reason he is called righteous. As it is written, "And your nation are all righteous." Noah was a righteous man, meaning that he used to keep the covenant, Therefore, his offsprings were guarded, were kept. Therefore, these are the offsprings of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, and they are dependent on one another. Offsprings in Hebrew is also as derivatives. And a river emerged from Eden, where we can read it in such way. Of course, we can interpret here, and then we will see it as the ordinary studying. Yeah? But again, I'm saying, by the approach, by reading the Zohar, it's worthwhile. Well, we should interpret within, but to interpret it from reception to bestowal. This is what needs to happen. Like Israel have part in the next world, this is clear. Whoever is aiming himself Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, reach himself, reach. For Israel, keep the covenant, meaning they keep themselves in order not to receive, in order to receive, over which the world exists. Only on that principle. They observed my covenant day and night, meaning during the day and during the night, during the light and darkness, spiritual darkness that appear on us, then everything was kept, was created only for that and not for any other reason. This is the plan of which the world operates. When we keep not to receive in order to receive, not to impurify it, meaning the layer of laziness and Gentiles, meaning that we're not using the incorrected desire, the uncorrected desires. This is called the master's missus. And they're called straight to the Creator, for they took it over themselves. They have part in the next world, meaning they revealed in this corrected kli the Creator, or the next world, or the next state, what one can see in the quality of bestowal. Meaning this need to automatically, from within the person, being freely translated according to the stream of what he hears. And it's sufficient to pass it to such lines. And initially it's more intellectual, seemingly in the inner translation. Later on, he will start to feel that the translation become not verbal and not intellectual, rather more inner, immediate, emotional, and in revelation, disclosure. This way, like gradually, sunny hope, the emotions and the inner pictures appear. It's truly the next world. So, I don't know if we should, after each part, to do that, but should we? As you said, no. To read it, and then you explain a bit. So we read it until up to 4. We haven't read 4 yet. Moreover, Israel are called for that reason righteous. This is item 3. Because if you reveal everything in the quality of bestowal, you justify the Creator. It turns out that whoever keeps the covenant, meaning is constantly in bestowal, the covenant of which the world exists, that law is called righteous. How do we know that? From Joseph. This quality called Joseph, which is instead of Malchut, the desire to receive, we use it above Malchut, in Yesod. Yosef is the Yesod, foundation, is the righteous of the world. That because he kept the covenant, meaning that he did not fail in the misses of his master, this is the quality called Joseph. The Torah tells us, give us examples, behavioral examples. So he was privileged to be called righteous. As it says, and your nations are, your nation meaning Israel, those who are aiming to the Creator are all righteous. Noah was also righteous, it is written, meaning that he used to observe the covenant. Therefore, his offsprings were kept. Therefore, these are the offsprings of the byproduct of Noah. Noah was a righteous man because they depend on one another. So the consequence of all that he did, meaning this action, this result, and this quality all exist because he is totally in bestowal, in being righteous. You want to read it over again? So let's read again and you interpret it within. Again, the chapter of Noah, Noah and the Ark. We start from Noah because we don't read Genesis. And possibly we will not read it in, have it in our book because it is impossible to give it to the nation. There you have very deep Kabbalah and the corrections of Resha, the Hanpin, Bala Sulam, like, then he changed his attitude to the interpretation of the letter. And from that chapter we're starting. Praise are Israel who are engaging in the Torah and know the path of the Torah, for which there will be privilege of the next world. 2. All of Israel have part in the next world, since they are observing the covenant over which the world exists. As it is written, if not my covenant day and night, the laws of heaven and the land I have not put. That they observe the covenant of circumcision in sanctity in order not to make it impure by the drop of semen in the Gentiles. Accordingly, Israel, when they observe the covenant, for they took it over themselves, they have part in the next world. 3. Moreover, brother Israel, for that reason, are called righteous. It turns out that whoever keeps the covenant over which the world exists, he is called a righteous. Where do we take it from? From Joseph. For because he observed the covenant of the world, meaning he has not failed in the mitzvahs of his master, he was privileged of being called righteous. As it is written, and your nation are all righteous. Noah was a righteous man, meaning that he used to observe the covenant. Therefore, his derivatives, his offsprings, were kept. Therefore, these are the offsprings of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, for they are interdependent. Okay? In such way, we take it in so that after a while we will have the a natural translation that we will read in a true manner what the Zohar wants to give us. How is the text heard? Is it easy, natural, fluent? What's lacking? Because it is processed from the Zohar. Meaning, it's not very processed. But all kind of words that are seemingly unnecessary or different sayings. No comments for now? Okay. What? It's not, I'm not clear about Joseph. Where do we take it from? It says that because he was God, his master's, the missus of his master, for that he's called a righteous. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fluency of the tongue of the text. We're not adding things that the nation doesn't know. And there's no addition here. The Zohar is the Zohar. We just clean it off in order to ease off the text, to make it fluent. It must be like a river flow from Eden, go through man. Just like that. This is how the text have to be. This is the purpose, Zohar, for the nation. That every dummy would open his heart, open his mouth, and start wash himself in it. Yes. I'm missing a bit of Rabbi Abba said, Rabbi Shimon sat and cried. For you to explain it a bit, that this is the form of katnut when he sits and so on. I don't know. I have the feeling, not a knowing, a clear feeling that for the time being it would confuse people. It gives a person some, also another angle about the one who tells the story, which are these Kabbalists who are going here and there, they're sitting, they gather, they're sitting, they're crying, they're hugging. This is something that brings him down to this world about those who are telling and not about the story. Those two scenes, or not scenes, how you call it? Those two levels, or two, like on the stage. There's the first layer and the second layer, yeah? Two layers, levels. I don't think that by that we take them out of focus, the person who reads. It's better for them to read the story itself, as if the teller is somewhere there. The fact that also in some way and how and where and who's speaking precisely and who belonged to what. And had it been possible to explain that each and every one of Rabbi Shimon's 10 students have a constant form, but they are changing. This one is crying, this one stand up, this one is kissing, this one go up to heaven and all that. These are things that, in addition, can confuse a person. Therefore, I decided that I remove that for the time being. Again, every time you touch it, you corrupt. There's no doubt, aside from commas and dots, whereby every time someone did it instead of Bala Sulam, like Philly, sometimes you see what they did, that's not sanctity. Because both with Bala Sulam and Rabash, whoever come from an orthodox education doesn't have a commas and dots, because in the Gemara and the Torah there isn't such thing. There's text from the beginning till the end. It simply runs. They are accustomed to put those things also according to the Ta'amim and Ta'amim, Nekudot, and so on. Tagin and Otiyot, according to those symbols. And therefore, I don't know. I'm willing to hear criticism, but this very much will burden the text. It will make it a larger volume also. And this is another angle a person has to process by himself. Item 4. And a river emerges from Eden. The river, Yesod, is drawn at exit from Eden, which is Chochmah, wisdom, and enter the garden, Malchut, and water it the drink of above, and bring him contentment, make fruits, and raise seeds. And then it is contentment to all, which is contentment to the garden, who has fruits. And it brings contentment to the river, for he make the fruits. And the river, which is Yesod, and he would rest on the seventh day in the fruits. Item 5. Noach, below, was the covenant of sanctity, as the Yesod of above, meaning the river exited from Eden. Accordingly, he is called the man of the land, because the land is Malchut, and the Yesod is the man of the Malchut. Noach needed the ark to the Malchut in order to join with it, in order to keep the semen of the world, as it is written, to revive the semen. Try not to remember, not to try to be adhere to the words, rather let it more flow through us. Truly the river emerges through us. This is the action that would bring benefit. Otherwise the mind just blow up and that's it. And we need to read a lot in the Zohar. Truly, like, drink, without much intellect. If we have the opportunity to interpret, fine. If not, just flow with it. To flow as water in the river. Item 6. The ark is the cabinet of covenant, the Malchut, after it received the Yesod into it, which called covenant, Brit. And Noach and the ark below were as Yesod and Malchut of above. Because about Noach it is written, covenant, as it is written, and I raised my covenant with you, with thee. And as long as the covenant was not kept in it, he did not come to the ark. After all, it is written, and I raised my covenant with thee, and you came to the ark. For then the ark was made the cupboard of sanctity, of covenant, meaning after it took into itself Noah the righteous, which is covenant, then it became the cupboard of the covenant, meaning there's Malchut and there's Yesod, and they work in with the Malchut by you work with Malchut by the laws of Yesod, the laws of heaven and earth, as it is written. And this is the example of Noah with his ark, that the ark includes the whole world, all the desires, all that is within man. And Noah is a righteous man. He is taken from this world, from his desires, the qualities that he has, process it by the quality of bestowal alone, as instead of Malchut use Yesod from below upwards. And this is the work. This is Noah's degree, whereby the desire to receive haven't revealed yet in its full, crude manner, then to that degree he's called righteous. Later on, start think whether he's righteous or not, if it's so or not. So it is written, righteous in his generations, that for his degree it's seemingly so. This is in general what he is telling us about. Should I ask or should I not? Ask. No, maybe you want not to ask. Well, we're trying. We don't know yet how to approach it. I'm willing to for anything. What does it mean that Noah haven't come to the covenant yet? To the ark, sorry. There's a separation in the desires? Yes, because possibly it is before a person is capable, by his quality of bestowal, by the screen, to approach the ark and start doing it. He still doesn't feel that the flood come over him and he must be saved from it, from his desire to receive, from his ego, and truly enter a work called within the ark. Let's see what it is. Yesod and Malchut. This is basically here they explain us the work between them. Okay? Let's continue. Item 7. The ark and Noah are as Malchut and the covenant of above. And since that covenant of above bring offsprings, also Noah make offsprings. Accordingly, it is written, these are the offsprings of Noah, whereby he make offsprings as the covenant of above, which is Yesod de Atzilut. For the reason that he was privileged, the covenant of sanctity, Yesod of Atzilut, called covenant, reside over him. Something here in the dots. Well, Mark, if you think something is not right, write next to it quietly and pass it on to Bensi. This is our group work. This is how we will serve dish the Zohar to the nation. Item 8. Noah was a righteous man, as Yesod of above. Therefore it is written, righteous Yesod of the world, whereby the land, the Malchut, exists by it, which is the pillar over which the world, the Malchut, stand over. Therefore he is called Yesod, the foundation of the world. And this Yesod is righteous. And Noah is the righteous from below in the souls. Therefore it is written, Noah was a righteous man, to teach us that the world exists by him. Yes, that the general law of the world is that everything runs by the quality of bestowal, exists by the quality of bestowal. Although below, not this sort of Noach, the matter is in Noach, the foundation is the desire to receive. Item 9. Noah walked by the Lord, meaning he never separated from him, from the Malchut. And he was privileged of being a righteous man in the land as the source of above, which is the Yesod of the world, the covenant of peace and the peace of the world. And he is certainly the man of the land, meaning the husband of the land. Therefore it is written, and Noah was likened by the Creator. According to what we spoke, you have to start depicting correctly what is peace, what is covenant, what is connection, why precisely him doing the connection between Malchut, this matter of creation, and the Creator, this quality in the man. Item 10. Innocent in his generations. The generations emerged from him. He complete them in his righteousness. The generations are the same actions of bestowal that he give birth to from the Malchut. Those dishes are his generations. And he also was completed by them all, whereby his innocence complemented all the generations emerged from him, and he was made innocent thanks to all the generations that emerged from him. Innocence meaning whole, Rav says. Another interpretation for he was innocent means that he was born circumcised in his generations and not during the generations that emerged from him. Even though he was innocent in all the generations of the world, anyhow, he says in his generations, because not all the generations of the world are his generations. Sorry, for all the generations of the world are his generations, for they emerge from him. Item 11. Noah was worthy from the day the world created in one connection with the ark and to enter it. And as long as they have not merged as one, the world was not set correctly. Later on, from those the land spread. Spread similar to the upper ark, which is the secret of the garden, because from there onwards is the separation, and spread the offsprings in all directions, meaning after they emerged and corrected in the ark, they can exist in the world of separation and will not be erased as the generation of the flood. I'm hoping that you are thinking about the qualities. Yeah? What is Noah? What is Ark? What is Covenant? What is the Flood? All those things that are within us as kind of discernments, inner discernments of ours, in the desires, in inner actions, in the observation to identify with one or the other. Yeah? In such way, we need to come close. Reading on. Item 12. The branches below resemble their roots from above. For that reason, these are the offsprings of Noah. These, as an acronym, are offsprings that did not exist in the world, because the foundation of the world, which is Noah, he is the one who make fruits for the existence of the world, who will exist in the world. All that is said about Noah and the ark below hint about the roots which are above in Atzilut, and the stature of the ark hint the stature of the structure of Mochin of the ark of above, which is Malchut, that is built by the Yesod of Zeranpin. For three measurements are in it: length, width, and height, which are Chabad. The length is Chochmah, but it is drawn from Binah, which made Ez Chochmah, whereby her Sefirot are hundreds. Therefore, Gar, that the Ark receive, is the secret of 300 Amah, the length of the Teva, of the Ark, meaning Kachab, whereby each one of them is 100. the width is Bina from the aspect of its chasadim, of the chasadim in it. And they are shined in all its five sefirot, kachab, tum. And since they are chasadim, each sefirah considered only 10. And it is the secret of her width is 50 amma. Amma is a measure. The degree of Da'at, the inclusion of Chokhmah and Chassadim together, as the example of the imaginary degree, which is the inclusion of the growth of length and width together. And it is drawn to the Teva from Ziranpin, whereby his Sefirot are tens, shines in her Ga, Kachab, as in the length. Therefore, it is written, 30 Amma is his height. Therefore, the degrees of the structure of the ark by Noah are as the degrees of the structure, the words, his secret. What are the reactions? Still reactions, yes? There's a gap between the items Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, between the first four items and the rest. By what? A new person who exposed to A, B, and C, it's more as an experience and flow is fun. And 12, it's someone sit me down and explain to me what is height and width. But this is how the Zohar writes. So he said, no, that's completely fine. We have, look, he explained to us what? He explained to you the three lines. No. This is really, well, the length is Chokhmah. How do you measure it? Yeah, check it. The width is Chasadim. Chokhmah time Chasadim. Wisdom time mercy. When you include them together, I give you the degree. It's pretty picturesque. It seems to me, I don't know, maybe we need to read it a few more times, but he explained to you what's the volume of the ark, how do you build it. By having Chokhmah and Chasadim, you can combine it together. They build you the volume of the world. The volume in which, if you include the if you include the vessels of Chokhmah and Chassadim, mercy and wisdom, you have the world in which you live. This way you enter the new world. So the figurative. It seems to me that gradually we're not accustomed to it yet, but that gives a person inner adventure. It doesn't need to be for that, it doesn't have to be in the quality of Bistol, I'm telling you. The person who's below the barrier can start imagine the emotional figure, not spiritual, but emotional. Yeah? No. So? I'm just saying it because recently I came across the fact that people haven't learned for a long time. They haven't been in a classroom for a long time. And there's kind of a gap that suddenly you're given. We don't need to learn. It needs to go through them, you know? Like in a mint machine, like a meat grinder. You have to take it through it. You have to pass through a lot and a lot and a lot. The Zohar, you read like that, like, bring it in. As much as goes through. The more the merrier. With no limitation, with no intellect, nothing. It will work. Let it work. The light that reforms. It's not intellect, neither even our emotion. Rather, to the extent we want to be impressed, the light effect. That's all. That's all that we want. That's for the nation. Now, on the one hand. On the other hand, we cannot touch the body of the text. We cannot add or corrupt something. We just remove a few words whereby specifically in them a person gets stuck. And what we recommend is every day to read the 10 pages, 20 pages, as much as you can. Simply to read. Just wash yourself. That's it. As they read Tehillim, Psalms, just read that. constantly. That's it. And later on, this is how, well, let's see, let's check it off ourselves. You will feel that you can go on without reading it. You become addicted to the text. Doesn't it happen, Bensi? Yeah, well, there are testimonies. You start feeling that it just brings certain spirit. I can't without it. I'm coming out of this world to a certain world, even to our studying, or into something. I must come back to it. As if, you know, it's like a junkie. Yeah. This is how it's going to be. This is the lie that starts affecting, influencing. This is what we have to check over ourselves. Later on we'll write a preface to it and all kind of things. We'll work on it, we'll discuss it, we'll make around it. The whole factory of dissemination, both in TV and campus courses and so on. And then you will see to what extent, and the public, the nation would connect to it. The Zohar is like it's like a brand. That's everything. It's not like the study of the tenth sefirot or something artificial. It's a name that is shines. Yes, Yon.
I think that in such places like here, you have to add a sketch, a drawing, because a simple drawing, not of an arc, but the terms, because it helps with a couple of things. First, it'll break the text mat, because it gives the people the feeling that they understand, and three, it even helps crumbles the materialization of things, because he sees three axes of width, height, and length, then, well, I don't have the time. I'm telling you, I don't have the time. Besides that, the truth is, it's hard for me. It's hard for me. I don't describe it this way. In Tess, yeah. And even now, when I'm doing the preface with you, I want to take you beyond the drawings to a more inner drawing. That's why I'm avoiding, I'm not avoiding in terms of preventing myself, but I don't see room for drawing in the way we study preface now. Maybe later a little bit, yes, but I don't feel like that anymore. You're not on that level anymore, where we have to do it this way. You're right. It's this is for the people, but when I go over the Zohar, I don't think I can do that. To me, this is, I think, can you hear me? I think what Agam wanted to say, what I see too, is that it's not a text that is easy to understand. You need to have some understanding of Talmud HaSeirah Sefirot. Rabbi Sulam wrote the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah for this, the preface to the commentary of the letter. But we are not taking the hard places from the Zohar. For instance, like the Genesis section. It talks about Rosh HaVarich Hanpin, Dikta, Chivrata, all kinds of things. There are not even us studying that, because it's the root of the root. You know, our root is Abba Veima, the work of Abba Veima, Zon, and Malchut. That's our work. That's why Ida Rabba and Ida Zuta and Safodat Niuta and the Genesis section are all things that we're not putting into it, for sure. But the brief, abbreviated Pticha, which talks about the rising of the Patsufim, Malchut, how it rises to Bina, descends from Bina, all those simple things, the general souls, the state, first state, second state, and third state. We'll have to explain all of things in the introduction, including the issue of free choice and the connection of with the group and all that. We have to give some sort of an introduction, which is kind of the wisdom of Kabbalah in its essence, in a light, accessible way. If you present the Zohar, you can give that next to it, and then all the elements, all the foundations will be there. all of Baal Sulam's ideas. You mean that a person should understand this to begin with? Look, without any mind, of course not, but you don't need your mind in order to attract the light that reforms. After all, you're reading and that's it. You become inspired. The main thing is just to be inspired. And the common people have the preparation to become inspired because it's the Zohar. You know, we have a good opening shot to begin with. I don't know how to put it. A good preparation here. Yes, Leibovich. Rav, why don't you add some short commentary on the words, on the items here, like a paragraph? We want to give some sort of a title with a sentence or two, but I don't know, it's, you know, the more you add, you subtract. I can add the whole page of explanation for every item here. What for? But this is what Baal Sulam did for Rabbi Shimon. He did add. No. You see, as you read, you will see how he did it in order to give you the dualistic form of your existence, to take you from your form of depiction to a more inner one. He gave you connection with Ol Makif, with the surrounding light. No. God forbid. The commentary of the latter doesn't give you the explanation of Malchut goes up, Malchut goes down. This is just how it looks like that. No. He is giving you two layers of reality, and this way he's inviting you to the depth of it through the more external first layer. And the more we give explanations and drawings in the first layer, well, the more we put the mind into it, it will prevent people. It will stop them. It will be harder for them to go into the inner layer. They need to be more naive, kind of. Naive not in the sense of whole, but just naive. It's like how people appreciate the Zohar. This is something, you know? Thus, we are forbidden to materialize that, to delete that kind of, you know, approach where it's like a baby looking at an adult. That's how it should be. If you start processing it with your mind, then the force of inspection starts being present, and this whole studiousness is ruining it. You know me, I'm not this kind of emotional guy for no reason, but here it's forbidden. The action of the book through the surrounding light. And what Baal Sulam did, as much as he looks to us like he added technical terms, it's incorrect. It's not true. All he's doing is only in order to aim you a little better, and then better. You see, this is Malchut, Yesod, Zahanpin, just a little bit in order to just let you to not stray away completely, and like you do with a baby, go this way, go that way, you know, not more than that. You'll feel that.